This episode of Profiles in Risk is sponsored by InsurTech Insights New York City, the largest InsurTech conference of the spring season. Join us on June 5th and 6th in New York City at the beautiful Javits Center as we dive into the future of insurance technology. Use discount code INERDS25 to save 25% on your ticket. See you in New York. Hello and welcome to Profiles in Risk. This is your host, Tony Canyas, and today I have with me Vivek Kaliraman, founder at Percy. Vivek, thank you for joining me today. How's it going?
It's going very well. Thank you for having me, Tony.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And it looks like you are in LA.
Correct.
Which basically means while a good portion of the central and eastern U.S. had an incredible eclipse, you guys had very nice weather, basically.
Yeah, luckily it was a beautiful day. Sun was out. But we did not get totality.
Yes, yes, definitely. I flew to Ohio, where my girlfriend's from, to be on the path of totality. An absolutely amazing experience. We always give the guests a chance to give the elevator pitch. What is Percy?
Percy is an all-in-one disaster preparedness solution. It can be used by consumers to protect their family and their home. It can also be used by employers to offer as an employee benefit to their employees. The idea is that the number of natural disasters, their intensity and frequency, keeps on going up over the last many years. Whereas if you look at many surveys by FEMA, other agencies, other insurance companies, or even banks, you notice that almost 2/3 to 71% of households are not prepared for disaster. So we think there is a huge unmet need right now to help families, to help employers get their employees ready for those disasters.
Okay. So I tend to agree that people are just not prepared because we don't like to think about natural disasters, right? And how things can go wrong. Okay. So looking at the website, it looks like ultimately Percy is an app. How does the app help be prepare for a disaster?
Yeah, no, great question. And I'll go back to something you just said, that, you know, we don't want to think about disaster. I agree. We don't want to think about negative things. And I think one similarity we can pick up on is retirement savings. Most folks don't think about it. You know, you're young, you're like, God knows when retirement is going to happen. And if you look for opt-in into retirement savings program for employers, those numbers are very low. But if you offer an opt-out, the participation for those retirement savings goes up. So we come from that school of thought that we should make it very easy to prepare for a disaster. So you're not actively thinking about it. So if an employer offers an employee benefit and you are automatically enrolled, then you start doing small steps. Like in retirement savings, a small part of your income goes into your retirement savings account. Similarly, when you are offered a Percy as an employee benefit, you do small steps. So we have two products, a mobile app in which you make 12 plans. Those 12 plans are customized based to your location and your family size. So I'll give you an example, Tony. So let's say there's a family of four. They live in a single family home in Dallas. And then there's a family of four who lives in a single family home in Los Angeles. Very separate, very different risk profile. Now imagine the same family of four living on the beach in Los Angeles versus living on 8th floor in downtown. Again, same family of four, very different risk profile, whether there's a wildfire, floods, and hurricanes. So the mobile app helps you put together 12 plans based on your family size and based on your location. So when I say 12 plans, what does that mean? Say, for example, what is your evacuation plan? Do you have a packing list? The sheriff knocks at your door and says the wildfire is 1 hour away. You need to evacuate. You're in a state of panic. You are focused on protecting your family, protecting your home. And we have interviewed folks who have escaped and survived from Thomas fires here in Ventura County or Woolsey fires in Malibu or even hurricanes in Florida. And invariably people say, I thought I was prepared. And in that moment of panic, I forgot to do so many things. So the idea is the app helps you think about those things before the bad stuff happens. So you have your packing list, say for example. So you have created the app, you put in your address, the app tells you where are some meeting places if you cannot get back home. You are at office or you are at the grocery store, you are at a shopping mall, disaster happens, you can't get back home. Well, your wife can't get back home or your kids can't get back home. So where is that meeting place? You put in your location in the app, it recommends within a 1 mile, within, you know, inside the neighborhood, outside the neighborhood. So now everyone knows where to meet up. But that's just one part of evacuation plan. There's a recovery plan. God forbid you build a patio in your backyard, it gets destroyed in a flood or a hurricane, you go file an insurance claim. The insurance company will say, we don't have a record that you built it. You say, no, I spent $50,000 to build this thing. Well, in the app, you create a home inventory. You back up your important documents. You put in your receipts and all of those things in a simple step-by-step way. And we send you reminders like, hey, within a year, you need to update your auto policy, your insurance policy, your health insurance, all of those documents that you need. Similarly, if you have pets, if you are not home, who's going to take care of your pets, your pet safety plan? If you have kids who go to school, it turns out 45% of parents don't know where the school evacuation plan is. So when the disaster hit and you go to school to pick up your children, they are not there because the school has evacuated somewhere. So what is your school safety plan? So have you saved enough money? Like in 2022, 2.4 million Americans had to leave their home. They were, disaster refugees. About, 40% of them got back home within 6 weeks. 16% never got back home, and 14% were not able to get back home for 6 months. Where are you living for those 6 months? You're staying in a hotel paying $2,000, $3,000 a month. Have you saved enough money? So the app helps you think about those kind of things that you might not think of because you're only thinking, what am I going to do when the flood hits? So we think about it very comprehensively from before the disaster happens, during the disaster. We collate alerts from National Weather Service, local police, local fire, so you know when to evacuate, what shelters are available. Some shelters don't allow dogs or cats. So if you have a pet, do you have those kind of shelters open? So a very comprehensive 12 plans that you can do in the mobile app. The last thing I will say is we also have a physical product, this vest that I'm wearing. It's called Percy Vest. It is only for evacuation. It comes back, there's 10 pockets, comes back with 25 emergency essential items. Your hands are free. Many folks have go bags, and the challenge of the go bags is you buy them, you put them in your garage, under the bed, in the closet, and then you don't look at it for the next 6 months, maybe 3 years. And when the disaster happens, nobody remembers where mom put the go bag because it is now buried someplace. The idea with the vest is that you use it regularly, once a week, once a month, when you walk your dog, go to the grocery store, go for a hike, go for a run. You put this on. It has 25 emergency essential items, say, for example, a headlamp and those kind of things. And this is also like if you have a grandma who is on a wheelchair or using a walker, she's not going to pick up a 30-pound go bag to evacuate. So she can put this on. Somebody else can, so your hands are free and you are focused on protecting your hand and family. So two products, mobile app and mobile vest, Percy Vest. Yeah.
Okay. The vest is a very interesting idea. How did the idea for the whole of Percy, where did the idea come from?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. So I moved to Los Angeles about 16 years ago, and I was really worried, almost scared that if an earthquake happens. I was moving from New York and we didn't have as many. We experienced hurricanes, but not so much, or tropical storms, but not so much as earthquakes. Though last week there was an earthquake even in New York. So when I first moved here, I was really worried, like if I'm prepared to handle those kind of disasters. So I went and took classes with the LA County Fire Department, LA City Fire Department. I got certified with CERT, which is the Community Emergency Response Team. And after having done that for a few years, I still felt there was no one place that could tell me how prepared I am and what am I missing. I come from a healthcare background where we try to quantify everything. So if you were to ask me what's your blood sugar level, you know, you could ask your doctor and you can say, okay, over the last 5 years, your blood sugar level has gone. There's very concrete and discrete numbers that we can help you with, your blood pressure, your serum creatinine, whatever it might be. But if I were to ask you, Tony, how prepared are you? Like, we don't even know if there's a scale of 1 to 10. Am I 10% prepared? Am I 100% prepared? So we, in the app, created that, you know, preparedness score that you get as you do those different activities. And that's what I wanted for myself. I was solving the problem for myself, like, how do I know I'm fully prepared? And when that thing came out, I didn't think of this, and I didn't think of that. So I think we wanted to make sure that our products give you that confidence and peace of mind. So you are not saying at the end, after the disaster, saying, I did not know that. So I think that's where the idea came from. I was struggling on my own to figure out how prepared am I.
Are you interested in small businesses? My name is David C. Barnett, and I've been podcasting and producing YouTube videos about buying, selling, financing, and managing small and medium-sized businesses for almost 10 years. I'm a former business broker and have owned and operated several businesses, and I've been advising business owners since the 1990s. Each week, I create a new podcast which answers one of your questions, and I've always got amazing, exciting guests. You can find me on YouTube by going to smallbusinessanddealmakingpodcast.com or just search David Barnett Small Business in any podcasting app to find me. I look forward to seeing you around.
Okay. So given that people don't like to think about disaster preparation, how are you getting them to use the app and to go for the best?
Yeah, so think about it as the way we like to think about it as if you're trying to learn a new language. So you download Duolingo, you do a few lessons, and then the app prompts you, hey, come back, do this, come back, do these things. And then you get into a hang of it. And then you say, like, okay, I'm going to travel to Spain, so I'm going to learn Spanish or something along those lines. So we use similar behavior change principles. Small nudges. We don't want to overwhelm you. You're trying to develop a new habit. But we also say, do it once. So let's say it takes you 2 months or 3 months to do all the activities that you should be doing to have your family and your home and your vehicle ready for disaster. After that, you don't have to come engage with it a lot. Every few weeks, every few months, we send you reminders. Hey, has something changed? So let's say, for example, in the app, you said, I have an infant. So, you know, an infant has a very, your disaster preparedness profile is very different as opposed to if you had your grandma living with you. So 1 year later, 6 months later, we might say, hey, has your infant, you know, grown to be a 2-year-old? Or if you had a 12-year-old, has that young child become an adult now? And maybe they can take on more responsibilities. So we work very hard to not overwhelm you with a lot of things. And we have worked very hard in the app to keep a lot of details buried and just, you know, walk you through in small steps. So that's how we are trying to solve that problem.
Okay. So as an employee benefit, that's a very interesting kind of creative distribution model. So how does it work as an employee benefit?
Yeah, no, great question. So we are in conversations with some brokers and some other employers exploring just that. You know, if you talk to folks maybe 10 years ago, pet insurance was not available as an employee benefit, maybe 15 years ago. After the pandemic, mental health became a big issue for employee benefit. We strongly believe that disaster preparedness is going to become more and more an element that the employers will need to start thinking about. Already you can see employers have emergency relief funds. A lot of employers who are in the disaster prone areas, you know, they offer grants or they offer monetary help, not only to their employees, but also to the community that they serve. So I think with the increasing number of disasters, that is going to become more of a concern. And that's what we are hearing when we talk to employers and reach out to brokers who provide these kind of benefits services to the different employers. So the idea would be, let's say you are an employer and you have 70 employees or 500 employees, you would buy into a subscription of the mobile app and your employees can download the app and start using it. You can also buy the vest and provide it to your employees, either at some kind of a subsidized rate, or you can just pay for it and, you know, give it to your employees for free. One thing we have noticed is, you know, many employers, they give away a free, like a jacket, fleece jacket, or a mug with the company logo and company name. Now what we are hearing from the market is that many employers want to give you something that's not like a mug that you have, you know, 50 mugs in your home or 33 mugs in your home. Now you have a vest that you can use that's going to come in handy. And that also position employers as that they are invested in the employee well-being. The last thing I will say there is, you know, more and more, especially in some industries, more and more employees are remote. So if you have remote employees that are distributed, let's say along the Southeast, from Texas to Louisiana to, you know, Alabama to Florida or North Carolina. And so this year, the National Hurricane Center is predicting 23 storms, 11 of which will be hurricanes. So from June through November, the Southeast is going to be getting hit, hammered by these storms. If you have employees there, you want to make sure they are prepared. So I think that's what we think, that the tide is changing and employers are thinking of going beyond just disaster philanthropy and encourage their employees to be ready for disasters.
Yep, that makes sense. What's the pricing like?
Yeah, so currently the vest is listed on our website at with all the items in the vest is at $159.34. And then some folks, this is more direct to consumer. Some folks say, hey, I have many of these items myself. I can buy them. I just want to buy the vest. So the vest is listed at $99.34. We have some rebates going on for early adopter sales. So those are available currently. For the app, and by the way, all these pricing models I'm telling you, these are direct to consumer. For employee benefits, you know, we negotiate one-on-one depending on the size of the company, number of employees. And we offer some other features and functionalities, like you can message your employees about the disaster through the app as well. So that changes the pricing there. But the app itself is less than 9 cents a day for using the app. So for one person, it is $34 per year. For two people, so we call it a duo plan, that's 51. And for a family of six, that's $68 per year. And that comes out to like less than 7 cents a day per person for that plan.
All right. Any features that you're excited about that are not yet out, but that they're in process?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Look, you know, we want to make disaster readiness as simple as, you know, 1, 2, 3. So, or help you think about things that, you know, the one thing that we keep coming back to is that we don't want you to say, oh, I did not know that, or I did not think of that. So one of our future in our product roadmap things we are doing is, so we give you the functionality to create a home inventory. So if you take pictures of your home, what we want to do is we want to use augmented reality and virtual reality to give you a sense of what your home will look like if it is flooded, what your home might look like if you get hit by a wildfire. And now when you visualize it, what that could look like, hopefully that triggers you to be much, much, much better prepared. One of the other things we are working on is on the vest. We want to put a on the shoulder transmitter. So if the cellular network goes down, you know, more and more, especially for hurricanes and stuff, most of the telecom providers, they bring in their mobile units. And as soon as the hurricane goes over, they set up the cellular antennas. And even if the infrastructure is down, you get connected back pretty, pretty quickly. I think last year in one of the hurricanes, people were still live broadcasting as the eye of the storm was hitting somewhere in northern Florida. So I think cellular connection stays pretty strong. But in many cases, when you don't have you know, like earthquake, you don't get a notice that an earthquake is coming. So for those kind of things where the networks go down, we want to put a little transmitter on your West where you can, using mesh networks, send messages, let your loved ones know where you are, if you're safe, you're not safe. So that's another thing we are looking at. And the last thing I'll say is, no matter who you talk to, it invariably comes down to that you need to build a network of folks who will help you or who you will help during a disaster. So let me put it this way. I live in Los Angeles. Los Angeles County has 10 million people, about 3.5 million households. And I'm not talking about businesses and schools and hospitals and all of those things. If you took all the 88 cities and unincorporated areas in Los Angeles County and counted the number of first responders, firefighters, policemen, so there's a rough estimate, 16,000, 18,000 people. If a big earthquake hits today at 11 a.m. or in the middle of the day on a weekday, those first responders are not going to come to Tony's house or Vivek's house because I fell down and broke my arm. They are going to go where there are thousands of people, at the convention center, at a school, at a hospital, as they should. That's where the biggest impact is. So we need to build networks in our neighborhoods where people can watch out. So there's a nurse who lives on my block. God forbid something, I want to have a relationship with her. So in the app, we very actively work to help you build those trust circles, people who you can help or people who can help you. You are not home, you live with your grandma. Who's going to go take, you know, evacuate grandma because there's a fire on the block? So I think those are some of the three things that we are focused on in terms of our future roadmap.
Very interesting stuff. Awesome. Vivek, thank you so much for your time today. It's been very interesting. When this goes live, I'll tag both you and the company on LinkedIn. And definitely important work. As we see more and more disasters with climate change. What is the saying? An ounce of preparation better than a pound of cure.
Correct. And you know, one thing we didn't get to, and I'll just mention it. You can include it or not after you edit it. One thing we are also focused in is talking to carriers. So what we are doing is basically risk mitigation. That's what, right? The whole insurance industry is about risk mitigation. So a lot of carriers and some of the new insurtech startups, they are looking into how can premiums be reduced if a certain community is better prepared. So as you probably know, there's a FireWise organizations, FireWise communities, there are HOAs who are doing different activities to prepare their neighborhoods. So for carriers, it becomes important, not just Vivek's home is protected or not, but are all the homes on that block. So what I was talking about building that network is not only just about saying, can you go take care of my dog or my grandma if I'm not home, but it's also about all of us coming together so our insurance premium hopefully goes down. So we are looking to collaborate with insurance providers. And if there are anyone who watch this or who are interested, we would love to have that conversation.
Okay. So basically, carriers that do a lot of homeowners, especially in disaster prone areas, basically you're helping them find creative ways to prevent the risk.
Exactly right. Exactly. So in one of the things in the app we help you do is, let's say, is your home hurricane prepared or not? Is your home prepared for wildfire? Have you removed all the flammable materials in a 30 feet radius? Say, for example, that's already recommended, you know, some of the steps. Now, if you do those steps and you document them in the app, and not just my home, but 10 homes in my neighborhood, that reduces the risk for the carriers. So we are actively looking for, carriers who might be interested in participating. And there are some startups who are doing something using satellite imagery to figure out which areas around the home are protected. And, you know, we would love to collaborate with any of those entities. And we hope we can find some partners there.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time today.
Okay. Thank you, Tony. I really appreciate it. Thank you for giving me the opportunities. Very helpful indeed.
Thank you.